There is a interesting, and for somebody who's a meat lover, a very difficult to even comprehend allergy. The remarkable conundrum of an individual who's a carnivore who wants to eat meat and now can't because of a meat allergy. Why?
So the Alpha Gal, I'm very proud to say that we are one of the main places on the planet, really, that is looking at this condition in a very holistic way. Again, in the laboratory with recruitment of several of our new investigators, in our clinic, and now in the community. We'll be adding a component to look at this, how common this allergy is, in our Johnston County Osteoarthritis Project in the next iteration where we're ready to go back out in the field. This is very unusual, and it's only now starting to be understood a little bit. There are some thoughts that there may be a connection to tick bites, but that's not hard and fast, and that's why we really feel like we have to not just look at it in the laboratory, which we're doing, and not just study the people who come to us with this condition, but also to go out into the community and find out how common this is or isn't in the community. And then, are there things in that environment that we can identify that people may have been exposed to that have caused this? It almost seems like it's getting to be an epidemic. It's certainly concentrated in the South, but it is also being seen in other places around the United States and even around the world.
What are they allergic to? Is it actually to something in meat?
So the most allergies, so this is where this is different and why it took a while for people to understand it and why it's going to take even longer for us to try and figure out what to do with it other than to abstain from meat. Most allergies happen immediately. You eat peanut butter if you're peanut allergic and you get an immediate reaction. You may have an allergy to a bee sting and you get an immediate reaction. The alpha-gal is not a reaction to a protein. It's a reaction to a carbohydrate, it appears. And that is not usually what we think of in our typical allergies. What else is really unusual about it is that the reaction is not immediate like these others. So people may have a dinner with meat and they may go to bed and wake up in the middle of the night with hives all over their body. And it takes a long time, one, because not that many people know about it in the public, but also not that many physicians know about it. And so it goes around as one of these very mysterious types of things. But our clinicians are well-versed in this condition and able to diagnose it and treat it effectively.
Once somebody has this allergy, does that mean if you're really a typical 25-year-old American male that you don't get to eat meat ever again?
For the most part, the most reliable way to avoid a reaction is to avoid the meat at this point, yes.
What a sad commentary to all of those meat lovers out there, but all the vegetarians in our community are probably saying, told you so.